It is about 10 minutes after the hour and time for our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by IAD Insurance with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition in the classroom. And I'd like to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week, Emerson Batchelder from Morenci High School Girls Basketball. And Emerson, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you.
And you've had a pretty good year so far. Just looking at some of the stats from previous games, you had 18 points in a win over Summerfield. You had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 assists in a win over Summerfield. Your team now is 8-1 on the season and doing very, very well. Tell us about your season so far.
Our season is going good. We just had our first loss this past week against Columbia Central. The game before that, we played Pittsburgh. It wasn't too tough of a game. And then we've just beat every team before that
now,
by 20-plus.
Yeah, you've got a big game coming up this week, a game that will be broadcast right here on 96.5 The Cave and Lunaway TV as you take on Lunaway Christian, and this is for first place in the conference. Tell us about
it. Yeah, I think that game will be a close game. They're definitely our next tough competition that we have to worry about. So, yeah, I think that should definitely be a good game.
So you guys are rolling well again after a successful season last year. What's the biggest thing? I mean, I think you guys have been together, you know, since freshman and probably even before that. Is that one of the big things with the success of your team is how well you play together and how well you know each other?
Yeah, I think we have really good team chemistry. We've played together. 4 of our starters have played together since third grade. So I think that definitely helps with our team.
You know, you're looking at, you're one of the leading scorers on the year, and you know, the last few games Kobe Eakins has really stepped up and done some scoring as well. Are you probably the two main scoring threats for your team?
Yes, we are.
And then speaking of that, the reason you get all that scoring is I just saw that Evelyn Jockin broke the assist record. So without her assist, you guys wouldn't be scoring, and that's a great record for her. Was that pretty nice to be able to get her that assist record?
Yeah, that's a really good accomplishment.
Well, so, tell us about you know, we've talked about some of the players, but tell us about some of the other players on your team and what they bring to this winning program.
We have the same starting lineup as last year, except one senior graduated, Alyssa Gibbs, and we have Lauren Dominic stepping up. We have Addison Valentine. She's our 3. She's a really good defensive player. She helps us rebound. Evelyn Jockin, obviously, she just broke the assist record. She helps out a lot, our starting point guard. Colby Eakins, she's a really strong post. And then we have Lauren Dominic. She's a really good rebounder and has putbacks for us.
Well, and I look, you know, at what you guys do, like Colby the other night with 17, 16 rebounds, a couple assists, and, you know, you're picking up points and a lot of rebounds as well. And I think that's a great 1-2 punch, and it makes it tough on defenses to try to pick and choose which one they're going to really guard more. And I think you and her both have opportunities when one's maybe not playing as well, the other one steps up. Is that one thing that you guys do very well together?
Yeah, I think we play really good together, and if, like, one of us isn't doing the best, the other one is usually always there to step up.
Tell us about your early days of basketball. Where did this all begin? What grade were you in, and how old?
I started on a team in Morenci in third grade. I played with the girls that I've always played with. Ashley was my coach. So we played in tournaments all the time, my entire 3rd, 4th. And then we started in middle school together. Ashley was our coach 1 year, and then we had a different coach. And then, obviously, in high school, she's my coach every year.
Tell us about your coaches, what they bring and what they've taught you over the years.
I've played on a few travel teams my whole life, so I've learned a lot from my travel coach. He coaches at Onsted. I've learned a lot from that team. It's helped me with my confidence. He's helped me with a lot of things in basketball and just learning, like, who I am as a player. Ashley, she's been there my whole life. So, obviously, I've learned a lot from her.
So, what are your plans after Morenci? Are you still wanting to play basketball somewhere? Or, I know you play multiple sports, so what are your thoughts going forward?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to continue playing basketball, but I do have a few, like, opportunities to play, but I'm just unsure. I don't think I'm going to continue that after high school.
What are your plans?
But I don't have an exact plan yet, but...
So what are you thinking about studying in college?
I was thinking business is my idea right now.
Can't go wrong with that. That can take you a lot of places. So getting that degree, yeah, you can work into a lot of different things with that. But again, successful year last year. What are your goals for this season?
I'm pretty close to 1,000 points, so that is one of my goals right now. Another one is just to keep playing how I play and obviously make it far again with my team. That's the main goal.
Yeah, team goal is you want to get up there to the Breslin Center.
Yeah.
Well, you're ranked, one in one poll, number four in another, so you just got to keep going. And, again, Friday night's going to be a big test for you.
Yeah, I agree.
But you played a couple good schools. I mean, you had Bedford early on, which is a bigger school. You beat, St. Mary's Catholic Central, too. So your schedule is a little bit tougher this year than what it has been as well.
Yeah, we had a few D1 teams and stuff.
Tell us about that loss against Brooklyn Columbia Central. What did your team learn about yourselves from that loss?
I think we learned we didn't completely come together that game. I think we did play a little separate, and we had small mistakes. It was a close game the whole game, but we just fell at the end. I think we were a little tired, and I don't know, we were ready but not completely ready because we weren't really like winning the whole game. So there are some small things that we need to work on to obviously make us better, like rebounding, boxing out, hustling, just those little things.
Now you play Lenawee Christian Friday, and then you play Sand Creek, and then you play Lenawee Christian again. That turnaround time is very, very short, so depending on whether you win or lose, you're going to have to figure things out.
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time here on our program here. Emerson, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Iatt Insurance. And we have a cave certificate for you, a cave towel and a cave sticker. We'll get that down to Morenci for you. But again, good luck the rest of the way, and especially good luck this Friday against LCS.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Emerson Batchelder from Morenci Girls Basketball, our Iatt Insurance Athlete of the Week.